6:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois, and personal injury attorney Caroline Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left, twin brother Billy.
What's up?
Hi. Hello, Bill. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the land, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hi, glad to be with you.
Yes. Good. Father's Day has come and gone.
Yes, it has.
We're taping here on a Wednesday night. It's rather balmy and rainy out.
The Cubs are playing the Sox.
The Cubs are playing the White Sox. Clay, you mentioned...
they're killing them right now.
...that it's Jack the Ripper weather. And I suppose that the aesthetic for the Jack the Ripper films was always a rainy London night. But it did occur to me, I suppose you can get away with saying that now that it's been a few hundred years.
Yeah, people kind of, they've grown to like him.
I couldn't just walk. They've grown to like Jack the Ripper, have
they
now?
He's a cult character, isn't he?
He's fascinated people.
I do tend to think that you can't get away with that now. You can't walk into work and say, sorry, boss, it's Dahmer weather. How about it, huh?
Yeah. No, they don't like that. They don't like that at all.
What does Mike's notes say? What does it say, Bill?
It's a time and tragedy. Time plus tragedy.
Time plus tragedy, right? Yeah. Things evaporate.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I don't think Dahmer will evaporate that way. But maybe he could, you know?
Yeah. He ruined Milwaukee.
Father's Day has come and gone.
Uh-huh.
How was your Father's Day, Clay? Bill, you texted me earlier this week. You're very excited.
I mean, we can get into. You want to get right into this?
Go ahead, Clay, you first.
Start with me.
Okay.
It was good.
Wonderful.
Okay, great.
Bill, you sent me some text messages earlier this week. I found you guys your Father's Day presents.
We talked all last week all about Father's Day, and
why are you buying me a gift?
Well, I got to get into this.
All right, go.
So you know, I was on my way home from work. I had some scratch offs that I won as gifts for they gave them to me on Father's Day.
We had dinner over at my mom and dad's house. My mom made spaghetti. Ooh, so good.
So good.
We handed out cards and exchanged lottery tickets pretty much. That's what it went down.
That's what Father's Day is all about. Yeah,
that's what Irish fathers do, huh? Yeah. I got your lucky day. Check it out, maybe win
it. Get your quarter out and scratch it.
Was I like, if you win, you gotta kick me some.
Of course. It's all about the kickback on Father's Day.
Sure. But anyways, I had some of that money and I cashed it in and I was on my way home.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How much did you win?
$56.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was on my way home from work on Monday.
Yeah.
Hashtag Illinois Lotto.
I got the cash in my pocket, obviously, and I look to my left and I see one of my favorite stores. And I've talked about this store on the air maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
I get my undershirts there.
Oh.
I like my there's like a specific undershirt that I like.
Okay, fine.
Mary tells me they're ridiculous. She's like, they're see-through undershirts, but I like how like thin they are.
Yeah, you've always been a fan of the thin t-shirt.
So, remember my Bacardi t-shirt
The Bacardi t-shirt was legendary.
It was.
It was almost like silk. It was like so fine.
I had two of them, and they were in the similar condition. They eventually, Nunuk, a dog that lived next door to Bobak.
I was just going to bring Nunuk up.
Tore a hole in it, and that was the end of it. But anyways.
Okay, back to, yes.
Yeah, our audience has no idea about Bill's Bacardi shirt in eighth grade that he loved. That was very soft, and he's found a similar texture at a very odd discount store. What's the name of it?
Sorry, that Bacardi shirt should be in a hall.
So I go into Foreman Mills.
Oh yeah! Hashtag Foreman Mills,
and it's like factory kind of discounted clothing, and
it's not like factory. It is.
Yeah. Well, you can find some pretty cool stuff, especially like undershirts. Well, Clay, we got so into the topic of your beautiful Chinese Jordans.
Yes.
Last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, those are nice.
Yeah, they are nice.
And I went into Foreman Mills, and I was like, all right, what kind of pop culture t-shirts we got? Anything cheap that's kind of cool that I, might wear?
Yeah, right.
And flipping through, and I come across a thing of beauty, and I figured, oh, man, these would be perfect. And they were available,
Talk about teasing it out, Clay.
Anyways, let me go see. You got to go to the well now.
I can't wait to see what these are, Clay.
This is unbelievable.
Maybe they're Chinese Jordans, or maybe it's a Chinese Jordan shirt.
Maybe it's Michael Jordan.
It could be Michael Jordan. He might
Michael
be appearing.
Jeffrey Jordan.
Michael Jeffrey
well,
Jagger
it's kind
Jordan.
Of both, guys.
Oh, here we go. What
here
do you got
go.
For us?
Billy's got a bag.
Bill's got t-shirts. Oh, I was very close. What
wow,
an amazing guess.
Wow, look at that.
Show it to the radio listeners, Bill, yeah. So they can hear it.
Bill, it's a white t-shirt, and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to call it 15 shoes on it. And
they're Jordans.
They're Jordans. All the Jordans. Jordans. All the Jordans on it.
But with no Nike label.
No Nike label. I think
no.
So I figured.
Retro, wow, and it says in the bottom right-hand corner, Retro Kicks.
In yeah. Cursive.
So there's one for you, OB.
Thank you very much.
Boy, that is a great gift, Bill. Thank
there's
you so much.
There's also a tag on it for $8.
There you go. Yeah, you can return it if you'd like.
You can return it. It was very soft.
Oh, it's very right, soft. This is a good.
Oh,
you know
we got. Oh, yeah, they have. Mike's got one.
Mike gets one too. This is like a good pajama shirt, Bill.
It is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. God bless. It goes up to 98. God bless.
Up to the 98.
All the
generic
Jordan
Jordans.
Years.
All the Jordan. All the Jordan. The
all
Jordan.
All the Jordan years.
Maybe we'll have to take a picture with our generic Jordan T-shirts on.
Sure.
For the audience to let them understand what our love is really like.
Bill, wow. That was very thoughtful of you. Thank you
thank
so much.
You're welcome. Happy Father's
oh.
Day, boys.
Oh.
Yep. Hashtag Michael Jordan.
Yeah. At Michael Jordan. At Michael Jeffrey.
At Michael Jeffrey. Oh,
at Mike
man.
At Mike Jeff.
At, man, there's a Mike Jeff there.
So the other reason I impulse buy because you know I love I'm an impulse buyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh what? And especially when I see that price point.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, anywhere from $4.99 up to $8.99. I'm like, what do we got? You know?
Yes.
And those babies were right in my wheelhouse.
God bless
and
you.
And I'm going to a party where the theme was just like she has a pool party every year. She's like, just what's the theme? She goes, I don't know, dress like a kid again. And I went, yeah, that'd be like a kind of a kid type shirt.
So you got yourself one.
Of course. And I got Mary one and I got her son one. Wow. And when I went up to the counter,
you know what we should
the
do?
Lady went, these are hot.
Yeah, apparently.
These are
you
hot.
You bought seven of them.
That's what she said when yeah. She bought the shirt. She said, these are hot.
She said, this is a hot shirt, man.
We should all wear them to the Bulls game together.
Sure.
We should.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, who you makes
a Skybox
this?
With the.
I got to send them an invoice.
Get a Skybox with the Groupon guy.
Clay, yeah. It is made in China.
Of course.
Machine wash cold with light colors, tumble dry low if needed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That thing
Retro
was a,
kicks, beautiful.
That thing was on a huge cargo ship from China.
I'm sure it was.
Absolutely.
It had a wonderful journey.
Yeah, well, it's...
it dunked its way across the sea.
It landed at Foreman Mills.
It went, at one time, it provided a sale for the cargo ship.
They have jewelry at Foreman Mills, too, Clay.
Oh, you thinking about getting a ring, Billy?
Nice. They had lots of really nice stuff. They had some number 23 gold medallions.
Yeah, those are hot
and
right now.
And some of the fake Jumpman logos in gold.
See, the 23
diamonds?
Thing, that could be you could be LeBron. You could be that Davis guy.
You could be anybody.
You could be Jordan.
Yes.
And Robin Ventura.
Ventura.
Robin Ventura. He does dress like Jordan occasionally, doesn't he? Hell of yeah. A player for the White Sox at one time, that
yeah.
Robin.
The Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
Sox are playing the Cubs
beat
tonight.
Them last night on a home run. It was
Eloy.
Great.
Eloy Jimenez goes
beautiful.
Deep.
Beautiful.
The Cubs gave him to us. What do we trade for Eloy? Quintana?
Yes. Yes. And we got Dylan Cease in that deal. You
and,
know what, the Cubs are great, though. So come on, they're kicking the Sox butt right now, 6-3.
They got Jeff Goldblum in that deal, too.
They did get Goldblum. And they threw Corey Haymon as a kicker.
Kicker in baseball.
Yeah. And then you know what they did right before draft day?
What?
They all went and had hearty bowls of McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Oh, yeah.
To give them the wisdom of the right, you know, so they had the right judgment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They ate it out of a Chinese Jordan.
You know, you can eat McCann's out of Chinese Jordans.
Sure.
A possible thing
that
to
would
do.
Give you incredible superpower.
Incredible,
it really
incredible
would.
Speed.
Actually, maybe next episode we videotape Bill eating a bowl of McCann's out of a pair of Chinese Jordans.
For charity. For charity, sure.
For charity. For PR, man.
Yeah.
This show is presented by the greatest oatmeal on earth. It's McCann's Irish Oatmeal. There'll be more Hooli's Hooli after these messages. McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, and a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. They are spoiling and ready to argue and fight, yet the smile of a child fills their heart with delight. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, and there is no middle ground on which they will stand. That poem really sums up my personality exactly. My name is Caroline Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born on a tiny island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago to take up the practice of law here. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and often tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements. I will be your advocate. I will have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website, dwyercoogan.com, or call me, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thank you for listening.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. They've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Call him. Yeah. Call Mike Haggerty. Buy a new whip this summer. Mm-hmm. And mention the show, and they will give you a deal of the lifetime.
Yeah, get out there.
And maybe wear a Michael Jordan shirt while you
couldn't
do
hurt.
So.
Couldn't hurt.
Welcome back to the Hooley's Hooley.
Yeah.
Bill Charlotte lost her team lost the championship.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Softball's over for the year.
I ran into you.
We did. Clay ran into me. And typically, I don't like to see either of you during the week before we do the program.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because it ruins the improvisational nature of what might happen. You know, you don't want to think about it too much.
Right. Yeah.
This show is totally improvised. In case you didn't know, sometimes.
It's like firecrackers.
It's not totally improvised. It's improvised in my brain. There's a way to do this.
Hey, stop talking to yourself.
I know. Now I am. Yes, we ran into each other at the baseball diamond. It was nice to see you there. You had your wife and children with you.
Good times. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Yeah.
Free hot dogs. You don't get that a lot.
No, you don't. It was free hot dogs.
Yeah. Fantastic. It was like, I always like to see all the different faces of people there is like a throwback to me.
Yeah, to go back to
just being on that land, the baseball field where we play Little League.
Yeah, I know.
It's a throwback, you know?
Yeah, it was like, I kept thinking, I was like, I turned to my sister-in-law and I was like, I hit a bomb. It would have landed.
You're still talking about that. Yeah. Would have landed in Cicero. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because, like, you know, we've talked about this on the air, like, about how you, you know, dream about just stepping up to the plate and being like, toss me one. Come on.
Yeah, that's your dream. That's your dream every night.
You want to go back? You want to play Little League again, don't you, Bill?
There was a video that's been streaming by some comic group lately that I saw this video where it's this guy that's pretending to be a coach.
Mm-hmm.
He gets into it and he, like, pushes down an umpire.
Mm-hmm.
And he yells at the kid to pitch him the ball and he, like, crushes it like a mile out of the ballpark, trots around home base, and then like stomps on home, and he's like, "That's how you do it!" And he like yells at like the batter,
mm-hmm.
and it sounds ridiculous, but when you watch it live, it's—I mean, I did laugh. I dream about that kind of stuff, and it's sick.
Thank you, Bill.
No, I don't.
Baseball
dream
dreams.
Baseball with Bill tonight.
I don't dream about hurting children or anything like that.
No, nah, of course not.
It just would be fun to step up and
just their feelings.
No. Gosh.
Okay. We do have a guest tonight. He's a returning guest.
Oh!
Returning guest.
Oh!
He's international comedy superstar, mm-hmm. Des Bishop. He's appeared in Ireland on the Vicar Street, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Sure.
He's played to over thousands and thousands of people. He's had wild success in Ireland, including numerous series, Joy in the Hood.
Yep.
Being one of them that I particularly enjoyed.
Oh,
he appeared in our film, Our Irish Cousins, in 2009.
Sure.
He was on our program. He's recently relocated to New York City. He's a regular at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's been touring all over the United States this year.
Nice.
His name is Des Bishop.
Of course.
Said it again.
Yeah.
And he's on the line with us because he'll be playing Zanies all week next week from Wednesday to Saturday. Des?
Yes, how are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us.
Good. I just literally stepped into an Uber.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you there. You stepped into what?
An Uber. I'm on my way to the Comedy Cellar.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The last time I spoke to you, you were at a Starbucks.
I was aware of the fact that every time I talk to you guys, I'm kind of in like an odd spot.
I like it. I like it. We're sort of that in between moment.
Well, the difference is now it's a hot, humid night in New York. That night I was hiding inside the Starbucks sort of hallway, avoiding 20-degree Chicago winter.
Yeah. That was last time.
It's 58 degrees here right now in June. It's
beautiful awful. 58 degrees.
Yeah,
it is. Des, when we first started the show tonight, I walked up and Clay here told me that. He goes, isn't this nice? It's like Jack the Ripper weather.
Jack the Ripper weather. Yeah. I'm not even aware of what Jack the Ripper weather is.
It's rainy, it's windy, it's cold. the street lights are reflecting onto the streets.
Oh,
it's very,
you're kind of London vibe.
Mystic. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. It occurred to me that I did understand what he was going for, but I don't think that you could just all of a sudden, Des, you can't walk into the Comedy Cellar tonight and say, hey, how about the Son of Sam weather we have?
Yeah, well, this is actually quite Son of Sam weather, though, in fairness. It's very humid, but I'm aware of the Chicago weather because I was watching the Mets lose just moments ago, and they were discussing that Chicago was having unseasonably cool weather.
Yeah,
for this time of year.
Yeah. Every time you come to town, Des, you're bringing that cold air with you. What's up?
Well, I think you'll find that I'm here next week, and the weather is looking up.
That's exactly right. You've been on. How's the tour been going? I've been watching your Snapchats. I saw that you were in Vegas with Mateo Lane recently.
My Instagram's actually. Come on, what do you think? I'm 16.
What did I say?
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
I'm joking. I have a Snapchat too, but it was on my Instagram. Yeah. I was doing the Cellar Vegas. The Cellar has a venue in Vegas now, so you do a week there. But it's those are just 15-minute spots, with a load of other comics. So it's not a not a super stressful situation, but great fun, you know?
How was your experience last time here in Chicago? It was your first time here. You crushed it. A lot of sellouts. I went and saw you with my dad. That was fun. I had my my Irish patty cap on, which you seem to get, you're amused by that. I wanted to bring that because Mark Wahlberg rocks that here in the States. That's, it's like the Wahlberg's look. It's the South Boston.
Well, you know, when your last name is Wahlberg, you got to work hard to make sure people understand. but when your last name is Houlihan, you're good.
All right.
Yeah.
Houlihan. Sorry. Yeah. Am I doing my Irish pronunciations of your Irish American last name?
Yeah, Houlihan. Probably.
I said Houlihan, but you Houlihan, right? Right.
Yeah, in Chicago, Houlihan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Houlihan. Yeah, no, because my best friend in school is John Houlihan. But then, of course, the Irish. I was shamed, you know, like anyone who's named Moran, yeah. Duran, Houlihan, the Irish make fun of you very quickly if you say that. So it's Doran, Moran, and Houlihan.
So we go right into that for a moment because the last time, years ago, I think when I interviewed you for our documentary film, I had one of those patty caps on then, and you're like, oh, nice patty cap. Is there a thing that when Americans go over to Ireland and they have the patty cap on, is it like a sore thumb? Like, look at me, I'm a Yank.
I guess. I mean, honestly, if I even joked about it the last time, I think there's certain Irish people that just like to make fun of the American that travels back.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, he wants to connect himself to Ireland. But on the flip side, I take umbrage with the Irish that sort of feel like Americans don't have a right to consider themselves Irish. And, you know, some of it's tongue in cheek, so it's not that important. But then some of it is a bit dismissive. Like, not that we're going to have like a serious, super serious conversation, but
no.
Ireland only matters because of the diaspora. Ireland only matters because so many people connect themselves to Ireland from the people that left in the past. And, you know, so I think Irish people don't give that enough credit for why Ireland, it's a tiny island of 5 million people, but it really matters around the world. And that isn't just because Christy Moore sings good traditional songs, even though I love him. You know, there's a lot more to it than just what the Irish people consider the Irish nation. I consider it to be greater than that.
Yeah,
me too. Last time you were here in Chicago, was there any sort of favorite spot that you think you'll revisit again? This time you're in Rosemont. You were in the Old Town location at Zany's last time.
Yeah, well, I was in Old Town, which was fantastic. Thanks. I guess I did well because the Zany's people had me out quick. We sold well. The Irish came. But
yeah.
I really think the reason why they brought me back out is just because we had a good time, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if my numbers were such that they were like, we got to bring this guy back straight away. I think they just liked me.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I don't know if I had like a favorite spot because it was freezing. So everything was like rush, you know?
Yeah.
So I just walked around. I didn't really, you know, I'm not a drinker, so I didn't like go to any of the hot spots. I just, you know, I just loved the club, loved hanging out. I mean, it's three shows on a Saturday night, so it's pretty, you know, it's pretty full on, like in the city center venue, the Old Town venue. So I just really just took in the club, you know. I don't really have like a favorite spot that I.
Well, I think you're gonna love the Zany's in Rosemont. It's a nice club as
well. Yeah, great venue.
Well, people say people rave about the room, and you know it'll be warm, so I'll be able to like appreciate Chicago more. It would have been great if the Mets are there this weekend. It would have been great if it was the next weekend. I could have taken in some games. I mean, I can still take in some games, but it would have been great to see my
hometown
team play, and go to Wrigley Field. But I probably will, if they're home, which I didn't check, I'll probably try to check out Wrigley Field.
Good. You got to get a beef sandwich while you're here.
I got to do more Chicago-y stuff, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Eat until you feel sick, basically. That's what everyone in Chicago does.
Well, everybody in Chicago, the last time I was there, was like, why are you here in the winter? You know, I think Chicago people are more anti-winter than New Yorkers, you know?
Yeah, they are. We complain when it's hot, too. We're just complainers.
Yeah, well, I'm hopefully getting it just at the right, sort of just as we turn to the summer, you know?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, how are things at the Comedy Cellar going? What's going on tonight?
Well, tonight I have to follow Judd Apatow. How about that?
Oh! Very nice.
He goes in under a fake name, but he is on before me. I'm not going to give out his fake name, but
that's a little
Comedy Cellar trick for anybody who's visiting New York.
Right.
If you're looking for those drop-ins.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes people do just genuinely drop in, so they're not even down as a fake name. They're just not on the list at all. But if somebody is like working on a new special or something and they're going to be doing a lot of spots, it's not fair to keep dropping in because it screws up the schedule.
Yeah.
So they go in under fake names. So you'll usually notice that instead of a picture, there's like an avatar, and then the name will be kind of strange. And if you Google the name, nothing will come up.
Right.
And then you'll know that that is probably somebody quite famous, like Ray Romano, Judd Apatow.
Seinfeld.
You know, somebody like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Des Bishop.
Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
Des Bishop always goes in under Des Bishop, you can be sure. And there's usually...
You know, my
100
absolute...
people, 100 people in the room who don't know him and two Irish that are like, oh my God, Des Bishop. I can't believe it, man.
Those two are travelers more likely than not.
Yeah, well, sometimes they know, but then sometimes they're just surprised, which is great, you know.
I love that bit you do on the traveler, the 2 pounds at Aqualand. It's unbelievable.
I know, God. I mean, I wrote that bloody routine in like 2005. I mean, it just saddens me how life goes by so fast. I mean, that's
timeless, man. That'll never get old. That's timeless.
I know. I just wish, you know, that's only works for you guys because you care about Ireland. You know, that's
do you still keep in touch with those traveler boys?
Those guys, no. Oh, The travelers from that story were just random kids that came into the Aquadome in Tralee. Later on, I actually did workshops with travelers, but they were, that wasn't them. That was a separate group.
Gotcha.
So some of them I don't hear from, but I hear of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't talked to them in a while. But the travelers from Tralee, they're adults. That's like a 21-year-old boy, the kid from the 2-year-old story.
Maybe they'll show up in Rosemont for you. You never know.
You never know where they are. I mean, the Irish travels get around. You know, I remember years ago there was like that horrible story in the South, and it turns out that they were like descendants of Irish.
Yeah,
travels,
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
They're everywhere. You never know.
You got to watch out for that wink.
All right.
God, I tell you, you know my old routine's better than I do. Oh my God! I'm like if you asked me right now to do that routine, I wouldn't be able to do it. And it's funny about old material. You know, sometimes people go, "Oh yeah, he's still doing the immersion routine." And it's like, "Nah, bro, you're watching the same video." Yeah. Yeah. I haven't done that routine in 15 years, and you've been watching it the same thing since.
Hey, it's okay. I'm still listening to Nirvana, so there you go.
Yeah, doesn't it matter how many times you watch Rocky One? You know,
exactly.
Even though, no matter how many times you watch it, there's still a little part of you that thinks you might. Yeah. Like nip it this time.
Right. And you'd still choke up a little bit.
You do. I mean, it's amazing how you get so wrapped up in the story, even though you know he's going to lose, there's like a little part of it that's like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's, how about that Stallone, huh? Gah! He's excellent.
You, we're showing our age, all our references, huh?
I wonder what Stallone would.
How about Stallone, huh? He dodged a Me Too. I'll tell you, they'll never get him. They'll never get him.
I wonder what Sly Stallone goes in under at the Comedy Cellar when he wants to go in and tell some jokes.
He goes in under Rocky. Rocky Rambo. Rocky Rambo.
Yeah. Rocky Rambo. Everybody thinks he's like kind of a Dice Clay riffer, right?
He has to go on first. He has to go on first because he draws first blood. That's how it goes.
Oh!
I mean, this is beautiful. This is embarrassing, but, you know, whatever. We're only having fun, you know?
Absolutely. That's what this show's about, Des. Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. One of the worst ones, you know, just in terms of, like, famous guys at the Comedy Cellar. Yes, hold on one second. Let me be cordial to the Uber. I apologize, sir, because I was on that third radio interview, so I'm sorry for being so loud and ignorant. Thank you. Have a good day. So, anyway, the worst one I ever had was back before Louis C.K. was disgraced.
Yeah.
I had to follow Louis C.K. in the Comedy Cellar while Dave Chappelle was standing in the doorway watching me, waiting to go on after me.
Wow.
That's nerve-wracking.
That was nerve-wracking. I mean, the following Louis C.K. was no big deal because actually I've known Louis a long time, and he actually opened up for me in Ireland one time.
Really?
And, yeah, he died, and he blogged about it. I mean, I wouldn't mention it, only he went public saying he hadn't died in so long, and he died opening up for me. And
You were very grateful for that. Thank you for dying, Louis.
Yeah, I know. He blogged about it. And then a funny thing is that years later, for some reason, it sort of was dredged up by somebody after Louis had become huge. And an Irish guy made a comment that, that Louis C.K. had once opened for Des Bishop. That's like finding out that the Beatles had once opened for Aslan. I mean, I don't know if you guys know who Aslan are, but I figured you're so up on Ireland, you probably know who Aslan are, like local legends.
Man. We might have to play some Aslan later. Maybe we'll close the show out with it.
Play some Aslan. But anyway, the thing that was making me nervous was Dave Chappelle watching me more than following Louis C.K.
Yeah.
I once saw Dave Chappelle on the street in L.A. and asked him for a picture, and he said no.
Really? Is that right? And he is a genuinely nice guy, so that means that he just doesn't do the pics, you know?
Yeah, it must have been the way I looked. I must have had a stupid look on my face or something.
Does
he gets worried about the white guys just saying,
absolutely.
Like, Rick James.
Without a doubt.
I was wearing a paddy cap, too. That might have thrown him off.
Oh, there you go, bro. He's just thinking, oh, another racist Irish American.
Exactly. That's exactly what he thought.
Yeah.
Or maybe an AC/DC fan or something like that.
Something,
you know?
Something to that effect, yeah.
Well, if you go to Zany's in Rosemont next week, Wednesday, June 26th at 8 p.m., you can see Des Bishop. I'm sure he'll take a picture with you.
Absolutely.
I'll take a picture, yeah. I'm there all week. I'm there Wednesday to Saturday.
And are you doing two shows each night? You're doing two shows on Friday and Saturday, and then one on Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday.
Yeah,
one on Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, I assume. I'm making an assumption there, but I'd say that is the case.
Well, you are a very, very funny man and one of the better comedians working here today in the United States, if I must say
so. It means a lot to me. It was meant to be because, you know, my mother's name is O'Hare.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. God bless.
All right.
So, the fact that I'm in Rosemont is a poetic justice, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Rosemont,
sorry.
Yeah, stress that.
Stress the T when you go on stage. You go, thanks for having me out to Rosemont.
Rosemont. Yeah, I still haven't been able to nail the Chicago accent. Mateo was trying to teach it to me.
Was he? Yeah.
Yeah, although when Mateo teaches you an accent, it just comes out like, okay. Right?
Exactly. I was just going to get to that.
Very camp Chicago, you know?
Yeah, he is. You can see Des Bishop all week next week at Zany's in Rosemont. Des, thank you. Break a leg tonight.
Thank
Say
you,
hello
Des.
To Judd Apatow for me.
Oh, I will. I'll pass on your regards.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Take care.
Des Bishop, always fun.
The best.
Yep.
I think I would highly encourage. I went and saw Des last time. He was here in Chicago at Zany's in Old Town.
Yeah.
Crushed it. And he's very, the ladies like Des.
He's a handsome devil.
He is a handsome devil.
Is that Irish blood, man?
He could be James Bond. In fact, I think I believe he wrote a show about that. His dad was almost considered to be one of the Bonds at one point. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing.
Well, you can go see him all week next week at Zany's.
Yeah, at the least YouTube him and watch some of his work. Cause it's
Wednesday
amazing.
Through Saturday.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Do it. I should have asked him if he wanted a Jordan t-shirt.
He probably does.
Oh, yeah. We should have got into that.
Just send him one.
He's probably a big Knicks fan, though. I would think that Des growing up, like, you know, although he was in Ireland, though, when, like, the Knicks, when it was, like, Jordan versus John Starks.
He didn't care about the Knicks when he was over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet he did.
Well, I wonder if Des Bishop liked the Knicks. We should have asked him while he was on the phone.
Well, if
boy.
He's a big Mets fan, I'm sure he's a big Knicks fan.
Next segment.
Bill, just send him a shirt.
Actually, there was a Knicks jersey at Foreman Mills as well when I was
Go
there.
Go back and get it for him.
Yeah.
Ship it to him tonight.
Go to Foreman Mills and then leave him a Knicks jersey at the Zany's box office in Rosemont.
That would be a nice gift that would be.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll think about that. Yeah.
Okay. You do that.
You do that, Bill. Thank you.
Sure.
Well, what do we got going this week? Softball's over. The kids are going nuts at the house now. There's not much to do. School is out. It's kind of a chaotic place.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Are you? Why are you lost?
I got T-ball going on. The kids are starting some summer camp thing. I'm not sure what to do. I got to drop them off in the woods at some point.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just it's too much, you know?
Ah, okay.
Bill, are you feeling like dropping children off at the woods this week?
No, none of that. Just working. Just keep them busy. Going out there and hustling the old liquor.
Is there a hot new brand we can showcase this week that's been moving off the shelves here in Chicago?
No.
Ranch Vodka?
Cool Ranch Vodka.
Yeah, sure.
Could be a thing, couldn't it? They have cucumber vodka.
You know, I had some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Can you buy a vodka with those crystals in it, those blue and red crystals floating?
And make Bloody Marys with the Cool Ranch Dorito Vodka. Perfect Bloody Mary mix. I got to call somebody.
Call the president of Doritos.
Right.
Johnny Dorito.
Yes. Hello, John Dorito? Hi.
Let me talk to Mr. Dorito.
Yeah, hi, Sally. John Dorito there, please.
I got a new idea.
John, how about a Dorito vodka? What do you think?
I love
perfect,
this.
Perfect Bloody Mary mix.
There's actually a guy who gets on the line named John.
Right.
John, hey, Pat Houlihan.
John Dorito speaking.
How did you find me?
Yeah. How'd you get my number? Oh, Jimmy Frito-Lay. Okay. You tell Jimmy not to do that again.
Jimmy Frito-Lay?
Jimmy Pringle.
How is it spelled? Like
Jimmy Pringle.
Jimmy Pringle gave it to you? Okay, yeah, go ahead. What do you need? Oh, you're right. a liquor man, huh? I like where this is going.
Yeah, well, you know, Bobby Ruffle.
I'm not in a position to make an investment in vodka right now. You might want to call Ricky Cheeto.
Sure, why not?
Cheetos, by the way, are launching their brand.
Chip Wars.
Chip Wars. Cheetos.
Yes.
We've talked of Cheetos a lot on this program, believe it or not. And yeah, Doritos. Uh-huh. Cheetos, Doritos, all these things
Skittles,
are part of the
all
fabric.
All the great stuff. Coca-Cola Classic. I mean, hashtag all this stuff.
Yeah, at all this stuff.
At Skittles, at Frito-Lay, at Doritos.
Settle down. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I was ready. I wanted to hear more.
You were off on a Cheeto story.
At Cheeto.
Oh, yeah. Cheetos is launching. Thank you, Clay, for bringing it back around.
You're welcome.
Cheetos is launching a global apparel brand.
Global?
What? Yeah, global. But like, because they have said that their theory is that people are so invested in the Cheetos brand that they're willing to wear Cheetos swag, and they're going to be selling it.
Haven't they already done that?
At
with
like
the
Walmart and Target.
It's all so cheesy, T-shirts.
Sure.
They're the cheesiest.
Mm-hmm.
They were wearing those in 1985.
Well, they're going to be wearing them again. Everything's coming back.
Everything is coming
Bill,
back.
Bill, would you wear a Cheetos outfit?
I told you guys I thought about buying a Mike and Ike fitted hat at Foreman Mills before the show started. So
I guess you would.
So you're thinking about repping your brands. We got to get some Skittles shirts. We got to
get some Billy up.
You got me a Skittles. If you got me a white Skittles Taste the Rainbow shirt, perfect. I would love something like that.
A white Skittles jumpsuit?
I don't know about the jumpsuit.
Well,
what is a white Skittles jumpsuit?
Like
is
a race car driver, probably.
A white Skittles jumpsuit, like a tracksuit with the rainbows, stripes down the arms.
And it just says
Skittles?
And a
Skittles? Big rainbow on the back. Yeah, it says Skittles. And the front says Bill.
I bet you a lot of people would buy that.
I mean, is there brand fanatics? There's brand fanatics like that? I was thinking
absolutely
about that.
Like, that's what, you know, Instagram and the internet has kind of
brought
out.
Like Harley Davidson merchandise.
Yeah, but that's different, because that's like
influencers want their swag, and they're willing to wear swag. Like, we should be wearing Doritos stuff
right now.
There's
a guy who his whole house is Pringles.
If he was photographing that, his house, you know, if his house was all Pringles, like, and what the heck? He was doing a reality show about himself.
See, now that's a heck of a T-shirt, Mike. I would wear the heck out of that. Yeah, absolutely.
Skittles T-shirt?
That, as the girl at Foreman Mills might say, that's hot Skittles shirt.
Billy, you should be wearing more candy T-shirts.
If you got them at the, you know, Foreman Mills for $4.99.
How about just a shirt that says, I love candy?
Yeah.
I've been good, by the way, on the candy.
That's good.
Today was my third day in a row doing over 2.5 miles running.
Good for you. Getting in shape.
So getting back to getting in shape. I had a candy bar before I went to bed last night, but usually I would have eaten like the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I ate like half of it.
And then had 4 cigarettes.
No. Just like I'm
you
just
cutting back
I'm
on
cutting
those
back
too?
On everything. Cutting back
Do
on
it.
Like all you know like
become a super athlete.
I don't know about a super athlete.
Fight Tyson Fury.
How about that? He worked that guy.
He's the heavyweight division's coming back. It's Talk Sports.
I haven't seen anything on sports, but
yeah, so the Tyson Fury, for people who don't know, is actually a traveler from Traveler Origins in Ireland, but he lives in England.
Yeah.
He's 6'9", 290 pounds or something crazy.
Wow.
And he beats the crap out of people on TV.
Another heavyweight named Tyson. It's kind of wild.
His father named him after Mike Tyson.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
father was a legendary, and grandfather were legendary bare knuckle fighters in Ireland and England.
They've been thinking about bringing that back.
That is coming back.
Bare knuckle boxing.
It's like going to be on Channel 50.
Channel 50.
Really?
Bare knuckle boxing on Channel 50.
WPWI.
That's where they you know what though? That's where they first started having like that UFC stuff. Was like on the U.
Yeah, they tried a different one too. It was like something B2B or something. Was like very close range boxing.
Okay.
Where like you're in like a very tight circle. I don't think that lasted like one season.
But there would be no kicking involved in this bare knuckle boxing sport.
You can only spit candy at your opponent.
Well, that's right. Only spit Skittles and throw blows.
Try and blind him with, caramel.
Wow.
Caramel?
Caramel.
You want to blind your opponent with caramel?
What, you could, like, spit caramel out of your mouth like a lizard?
Like a lizard?
Yeah. I don't know, man. This has gone off the charts.
All right, Carol. Johnny Dorito in?
I got a guy here.
I got a guy here. He's like a dragon, but he loves candy. He can snort caramel and spit caramel out of him.
Gonna be a hell of a fighter.
He's going to be a hell of a fighter. We had an idea that maybe he could be the spokesman for Dorito Vodka. What do you think, Johnny? Can we get a Johnny Dorito Vodka?
This is all coming too fast for you, Johnny?
Yeah.
The name of the Dorito Vodka is called Johnny Vodka.
Ooh.
Johnny's.
But it's got like flavor hints of crystals of Cool Ranch.
Bill, don't take it too seriously.
It's the Blue Ranch crystals.
The Blue Ranch crystals.
The Blue Ranch crystals, they got a big bucket of blue, a big bucket of red.
The Blue Ranch crystals. Boy, that sounds like the name of like
a band name.
Maybe, right?
Blue Ranch crystals live at Alpine Valley.
Right. Opening for Liberace, the Blue Ranch crystals.
I seriously might name my band that.
That's a good name.
I mean, if somebody was like, the Blue Ranch Crystals, where'd you come up with that? And you go, well, we were big fans of
the BRC.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
You fan? You going to the BRC show tonight?
Yeah.
The what? The Blue Ranch Crystals, bro.
Yep.
What's the song? What do they sing? We'll have to come up with a song for the Blue Ranch Crystals.
Oh, we'll have to think deep, something.
Deep in the Bag.
Deep in the Bag is the name of their single? That is disturbing.
Why?
Live at the top of the charts with the Blue Ranch Crystals, Deep in the Bag.
Mike points out Retro Kicks.
Yeah, Retro Kicks is their album.
Interesting. The Blue Ranch Crystals and Retro Kicks.
The album Retro Kicks with the single Deep in the bag.
Which is all about digging and getting that last bit of crumbs in the Dorito bag.
There it is. I think we just wrote a great commercial.
We just wrote a great album.
Yeah.
Great album, great commercial, great interview with Des Bishop.
That's right.
More Hoolies Hooli after these messages.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, and a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. They are spoiling and ready to argue and fight, yet the smile of a child fills their heart with delight. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, and there is no middle ground on which they will stand. That poem really sums up my personality exactly. My name is Caroline Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born on a tiny island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago to take up the practice of law here. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and often tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements. I will be your advocate. I will have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website, dwyercoogan.com, or call me, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy & Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Getting out the pivot.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I wonder, we had to bring out a little Rocky. This is from Rocky IV, though.
Tyson Fury actually reenacted this when he came out. He had the top hat, the American flag, the dancers, everything.
I think that might be part of his shtick, that he's done that before. I feel like I've seen him do that before.
No, this is the first time, I think. Maybe. I don't know. But this was his first big fight in America, and he won. So he's wow. On top of the world, baby!
But he's not an American, you know?
Yeah, people don't care. They get bored of watching the Kardashians.
He's like the new Lennox Lewis.
they don't care. They're tired of watching those Kardashians. You can do whatever you want.
All those Kardashian watchers, they're big heavyweight boxing fans. They've been waiting for this.
I'm Jimmy Dorito. I'm president of the Nielsen Services, IRI.
I'm also president of Dorito Vodka. A subsidiary of Doritos.
A subsidiary of Doritos, Cheetos, Pringles, you name it.
You did a little accent there for me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pringles,
thank you.
Boy, it's been a silly episode. I want to thank Des Bishop again. It's kind of
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? We are going to be live in Bethlehem this Christmas. Hooley's Hooley will be recording live from Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Live from the Marriott in Bethlehem.
Right.
Yeah.
We're staying at the Jimmy Dorito suite.
Jimmy Dorito got us that room.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the name of your manager? Jimmy Dorito.
What do you mean we're not on the list? What are you talking about?
We're not on the list. We just came all the way to Bethlehem.
It's Christmas Eve. What are you doing to us?
We got all this We got all this radio equipment.
We got nowhere to put it.
Come on. No, I'm not going to the Ramada.
Boy, there's a lot of ways we could go with that, isn't there?
Yeah, sure, right.
That's fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I've been watching a lot of?
What?
The College World Series.
Yeah, baseball.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it, too.
It's kind of got that Final Four feeling to
it. You like that ping off the bat?
That, too. There's a lot of action. Boom, boom, boom. The stands are packed, and it's a different game, different teams every night. God bless. Check it out.
It is. It's definitely a little faster than the pros.
Yeah,
it moves quicker.
Well, one place I know that you'll be able to watch College World Series is if you head over to Barney Callahan's Irish Pub at 10618 Southwestern.
Yes.
It's the perfect Southside Irish...
You're all over the place.
It's the perfect Southside Irish bar. Mm-hmm. There's always something going on there. And tell them the Hooli sent you, and maybe they'll buy you a pint or two.
Aye.
You know? Yeah. I should tell Des Bishop to go over to Barney Callahan's.
Yeah, drop in.
Right.
Why not?
For sure. I wonder if he'd get noticed, you know?
He wouldn't.
Yeah, there's plenty of Irish people in there that would notice. They'd say, that's Des Bishop. That's the most handsome comedian in all of Ireland and the United States. Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
Aye.
Go see Des Bishop the next week, Wednesday
through
Saturday.
Yeah, seriously, do it. That's going to be a riot.
I want to thank Jimmy Corrine. He was our guest last week.
God bless Jimmy Corrine.
Hey, God bless you, Jimmy.
Oh!
Thanks for doing the program. You can see his latest one-man show, World's Greatest Dad, running at Judy's Beat Lounge.
You got a lot of comedy shows to go to out there, people.
You know, we love promoting
our Pat Chase is performing somewhere.
July 9th at
the Ramada in Bethlehem.
July 9th at Carol's on Tuesday, Tuesday Mike Night, I think.
Yeah, in Andersonville. That's his new spot.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of active things going on. A lot of active things.
I saw Matt Ryan, a former guest.
Matty Ryan. Mm-hmm.
Matty Ryan.
He posted his Comedy Central bit. It was pretty good.
That just landed. That just came out.
Yeah. Very happy for
him. Keep going, Matty. Keep going.
He was on this show many years ago when we first started and told a great story about when he was in, was it like Singapore?
Mm-hmm. He's got lots of good stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, check him out. MattyRyanComedy.com, I believe.
Yeah.
We don't need Comedy Central.
We don't. Yeah, you don't need Comedy Central. You got Hooli's Hooli here
we're
for
on
you.
We're on the radio.
Absolutely.
Come on. We're on the radio.
Yeah.
On the radio. Oh, oh. Mm-hmm.
It's like it's 1956.
I wish it was.
Yeah, you'd be smoking a lot more. That's possible.
Maybe we should pitch that to programmers, you know? Well, our show is very old-timey. Yeah. It's like 1956 on our show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We recorded live in Bethlehem last year. Johnny Dorito set it up for us. Sure. We had all this sound equipment. We couldn't get into the hotel. It was
old-timey sound equipment.
And we had very old-timey sound equipment.
We have a soundboard from 1951.
But we found a nice gentleman who... you know, he had a place for us.
He guided us.
He guided,
a shepherd.
He was a shepherd. And if you search the
his
internet.
His name was Andre.
We had a shepherd named Andre. Yeah. A couple of wise men came and said, you got to get on the radio immediately.
We all played wiffle ball.
We all played wiffle ball.
Did they play wiffle ball in the old time? I don't think so.
Do they play, Alexi, do they play wiffle ball in Bethlehem?
Busy, no answer.
No. What's the wiffle ball scene in Bethlehem looking like these days?
Don't care. Mm-hmm. Alexi, not helpful.
Mm. Yeah.
I haven't played any
Alexi,
wiffle ball.
Not helpful? Thank you, Mr. Putin. Alexi, not helpful today. Not in your case. Keep telling jokes about Bethlehem. See where it gets you.
See, it's where it gets to you.
Mm-hmm. Look what happened. I have Mr. Johnny Dorito in the basement. Ask him how he feels.
Johnny Dorito used to be a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Until he betrayed me with his vodka, his crystals, and all that nonsense.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What do you think Putin's watching?
The Blu-ray
watching?
Crystals.
What do you think he's watching right now?
He's watching
World Series.
He's watching us. We're on a satellite. We're beamed directly into his bedroom.
He's all around us.
I forgot about the name. I've already forgotten about the name of our band.
We can put that on the album.
Putin's all around us?
Yeah, that'll be number four.
Yes! What were we called?
The Blue Ranch Crystals.
The Blue Ranch Crystals.
I saw the Blu-ray Crystals.
No, the Blue Ranch.
How quickly we forget the name of our group.
The album's called Retro Kicks.
That's right.
The number one single is called Deep in the Bag.
That's right.
Number four is called Putin's All Around You.
Putin's All Around You.
We need number 3, 2, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, we'll come up with them. They'll come.
Oh, they'll come to me.
Skittles for lunch.
Sure.
Track
work
number
on the
six.
Lyrics, Bill. Work on the lyrics tonight. Yeah.
Okay, I can get on that.
Get out your keyboard.
Get out the keyboard. Yeah.
Bill plays keyboards, everybody.
Do you, Bill?
No, I had a keyboard. I was terrible on it.
Your fingers are too long. You got Abe Lincoln
just never. That's one of my biggest regrets. No keyboard
you
playing.
You and Abe Lincoln couldn't play the keyboard.
I'm sorry. I was never very good at keyboard. I was convinced I had Marfan syndrome for the longest time.
I had Abe Lincoln fingers.
I had Super Tecmo Bowl fingers.
Yes, Mr. Dorito, you'll love my act. I have Abe Lincoln fingers. The crowd seems to get a kick out of it.
I play this old-timey piano.
I play an old-timey piano, not a new-timey. Old-timey.
Yeah.
And then I hand out Doritos to everybody.
Dorito.
One Dorito to everyone in the audience.
Ticket holder.
I don't know. You got to give them all big grabs, I think.
This has been the silliest darn episode we've had in quite some while.
Yeah, we say that every weekend.
I know.
Jerk.
Lots of chip talk, you know?
Chip talk.
You know where they have good chips on the bar? At the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub. You can go see Mike and Dawn Courtney.
Sure.
They're over there at 6462 South Central Avenue. It's one of the best Irish pubs in the Midway area.
Yeah,
get over there.
Say hello to Mike and Dawn, and you know, they'll take care of Carrie.
Tell them Clay O'Brien sent you.
Sure. They'll know that.
Absolutely.
Right. Give them shout-outs all night on a show here.
Sure.
Great sponsors. Love them.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Any plans this weekend?
I'm going to be eating loads of McCann's Irish Oatmeal. I'm probably going to wear this beautiful shirt that you got, Bill.
What are you going to do in it? Jump?
I might do. I might go outside and bounce the ball for a little while. You know what I mean?
You should bartend in it. I bet you get all kinds of like sweet comments about it.
I bet I will.
Yeah.
Hashtag sweet comments. Don't you love sweet comments?
Yep.
I do.
It's nothing like getting a sweet comment when you got a nice T-shirt on.
Sweet comments is on the album.
Sweet comments is definitely
that's
on
the
album.
Ballad.
That is the ballad.
So like then that would be track.
That's like
what,
patience.
Eight.
Yeah, sure. Eight. Let everyone kind of ease into it.
Guy in the audience, sweet comments. He's yelling it out the whole show.
Talking about sweet comments.
I love Mr. Putin. Loves sweet comments. It's his favorite
Mr.
song.
Mr. Putin wants to see if you guys can play sweet comments tonight.
Excuse me.
I have a message from Vladimir Putin. He's an audience. He'd like to hear sweet comments first tonight, if that's okay.
And yes, it is okay.
And it will be okay. Hurry up. Get on stage. Opening act stinks.
Grab Les Paul. Let's go.
Hurry up. Where is Mr. Dorito? I need to speak to him immediately. I need to speak to your manager.
Yep.
Oh, boy. What a silly, silly episode. Well, I want to thank our guest, Des Bishop. He was wonderful. You can see him at Zany's all week next week, Wednesday through Saturday. He's doing two shows on Friday and Saturday night, one at 8, one at 10.
God bless.
All right? Then on Wednesday and Thursday, you can see him at 8 o'clock in Rosemont.
Beautiful Rosemont.
Zany's Rosemont. Check him out. Des Bishop. If you've liked this show.
Which you have.
I hope so. You can find more silly shenanigans if you go to hibernianradio.org.
Yeah.
Or you can find us on iTunes if you search for Hooli's Hooli Show.
Yeah, do that.
Show is presented to you again by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Tasty stuff.
Mm-hmm. Best in the world.
Sure.
Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois.
Go get a Regal.
Go get a new car this summer.
Do it.
Come on.
Go get a Regal tonight.
Johnny Dorito, maybe, you know, ask for Johnny Dorito.
Nothing like being on the car lot in the summer, you know, when it's hot, you know, looking at the new cars, the shiny car, the shiny Regals out there.
Nothing like the heat and the shiny Regals out here. Beautiful night here.
Mm-hmm. The moths.
Show's also sponsored by personal injury attorney Carol Ann Gallagher.
Yes.
If you have a spill or a fall, give her a call.
Absolutely. If anything serious ever
refer
happens,
her to your friend.
Make sure you give her a call. She'll help you out.
Exactly. We were going to go out with Aslan. It's Crazy World. At the suggestion of our guest, Des Bishop, tonight.
Yep.
Go see him next week. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.
That's right.